Turn with me to Job. Job chapter number 23. My uncle got saved. He was in all kinds of partying and carrying on. And when he got saved, he started reading his Bible. And he came home one day, and he was staying with us, and he was coming to my mom's house, and he come in there, and he said, "I've been reading the book of Job." And just to help you out, it's not the book of Job. There's a lot of people who need to read the book of Job, but it's the book of Job. And the book of Job, this morning, you go ahead. Amen. Appreciate that. Amen. Job chapter number 23 this morning. You got your place in your Bible. If you want to, stand with me just for a second. And I honor and respect to the Word of God. We'll read and it'll give you back in the rest too, because you might be sitting down a while today. Amen. I'm just kidding. Job 23, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Then Job answered and said, 'Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him. So should I. Be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, but I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept, and not declined, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." I want to call your attention to verse number 10, where Job says, "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." I'm going to preach with the help of the Lord for a little while on the thought, coming forth. Coming forth. Father, in Jesus' name, this morning, Lord, I sure do need you. And God, I pray, Lord, I realize, Lord, that I need you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I need the unction from on high to be able to preach your word. I believe you put a message in my heart just for today. Lord, you know the people that are here. Lord, you know the burden. Lord, I pray, God, you'd speak to their heart. I pray, God, you'd help us. I pray you'd encourage those that need to be encouraged. I pray, God, you'd save those that need to be saved. I pray, God, you'd draw the backslider back to you. I pray, God, have your will and way in all that's said and done. I pray, God, you'd be pleased and glorified and honored in all that we say and do. Help us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Job, if we went back to chapter 1, you'd find out that the Bible says that Job was a perfect man and he was upright. He was a man who feared God. He was a man who eschewed evil. That does not mean that he was sinless, but it means that he shunned sin. He ran from sin. He tried to please God. The Bible says he had a great household, and he was the greatest of all the men of the East. And we find that Job, he was doing pretty good in his day. Job was a man who lived for God. Contrary to popular opinion in the charismatic movements, if you go through a trials, it's not necessarily a sign that you're not right with God. Can I say it rains on the just and on the unjust, and the just have trials and the unjust have trials. And so just because you go through hard times does not necessarily mean that you're not right with God. Just want to make sure you understand that. Job, the Bible says, was the greatest of all the men in the East. He was a great man in his land in which he lived. He was one who was right with God. He feared God. He eschewed evil. He was greatly blessed of God. But the Bible teaches us in Job chapter number 1 that in one day he lost all of his family. And in that very same day, he lost all of his fortune. Matter of fact, the Bible says he lost 500 oxen, 500 donkeys, 3,000 camels, 7,000 sheep were struck by fire. He lost all of his servants. He lost all 10 of his children. That was 7 sons and three daughters. He lost them all in one day. I'm telling you, there came a day in Job's life where Job hit rock bottom. Job had a trial in his life. Job faced storms. You're sitting here this morning and you know, maybe you're going through a storm. You know, this saying is true that either you're in a storm, you just came out of a storm, or can I help you and get you ready? You're about to go into a storm. Storms are right. Trials are true. We all face them. We go through times of testing and we go through times of trials. We face times of tribulation. We face times of hardships. We face times, and let me say, many times that we face these things, we need to understand they're not always because we've been bad, but they are for our growth. They are for a purpose. And I want to show you that this morning. Job here, in one day, he lost basically everything he had, Brother Rodney. He lost everything but his life and his wife. And might I say, he could have done without one of them, because his wife turned around and said, "Job, why don't you curse God and die?" That's real encouraging when you're going through the times. You're going through the struggles. You're going through the times of that's hardest in your life, and you're trying to live for God, and you know you are. And here you are struggling and facing times of adversity. And the person that you lean on the most, other than God, the person that's closest to you, they turn around and say, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" How many of y'all, that's just pretty discouraging, isn't it? And that's where Job's at. And on top of that, he's got three friends that come to him. And his three friends start telling him, "You know, Job, this don't happen to somebody that's right. This only happens to somebody that's got sin in their life. This only happens to somebody that's not pleasing God." And they accuse Job of a lot of things and throw a lot of accusations his way. And the age-old question through the book of Job is this, and y'all heard the question: why do bad things happen to good people? And let me go ahead and go a step further. Why do bad things happen to godly people? Can I say, some of the most best Christians that I've known in my life, some of the best Christians that I've read about, they are the people that I know that have went through the hardest adversities, the toughest times, the hottest trials, the hardest, the biggest fires they have faced, have been, hey, faced by some of the most godly Christian people that I've ever known. And the question is why. Can I say that we find in the book of Job that Satan is loose, but the Savior is still sovereign? Amen. Satan was loose. He's looking for somebody to mess up. He's looking for somebody to mess with. And God allowed Job. Matter of fact, God reminded Satan of Job and said, "Hey, have you considered my servant Job?" See, I'm going to take you what, and we're going to see here in a little bit. But hey, God wasn't trying to hurt Job, but God was trying to prove Job, because God knew what was in Job. God already knew what was in Job. And the times of trial, sometimes, though your trials may be a result of sin in your life. Can I say, when you go through hardships and you start going through times of trials and adversity, that's a good time to say, "Oh, search me, God. Is there anything in my life that's not right that you're trying to get out of my life?" That's a good time to check up, but it is not necessarily the reason why, though it may be. And so we go through times of trying, times of testing. It comes to us all. Not always because of sin, but sometimes it very well may be. Can I say this, though? Nothing, listen to this preacher this morning, nothing, not one thing, will ever come into the life of the believer that God doesn't let come in or doesn't cause to come in for a reason. You understand what I'm saying this morning? Everything you face as a child of God, God either directly causes it or he indirectly allows it for a purpose in your life. Everything. Here Job was living for God, and though he still faced this time of trouble and trial, a time of divine disturbance in his life. Job's friends, they charged him of being in trouble because of sin. They charged him foolishly. In chapter 22, Eliphaz was accusing Job of being wicked, being materialistic, and living like God couldn't even see him. And here in chapter 23, Job begins to respond to Eliphaz. And he starts sharing his heaviness and his desire to see and to talk to God. He talks about how he said, I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Job had a desire to talk to God about his trouble. And it seemed as if Job couldn't find him. Job didn't know all the reasons for his trial. He didn't have all the answers. He knew how much, but he didn't know how come. Here, Job, he's smart enough, though, that when he didn't know all the answers, he's smart enough to know that there was a God who did know, and a God who was sovereignly in command of every event in his life. In Job chapter 23 and verse number 10, Job said, "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Job knew some things about God. Job knew some things even in his times of his hardest trials, when he's hit rock bottom so the world may see, when he's lost all of his material goods, when he's lost all of his family, when he's lost all of his fortune, when he's lost all of his fame. He knew there was a God in heaven that knew all about it. Better yet, he knew there was a God in heaven that was in control of all of it. Job said, "He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." I like that in verse 10. Job said, "But he knoweth." If you look with me, there's some things I want you to see Job found out in his trial. And he speaks here in verse number 10. Number one, I want you to see something Job mentions about his direction. Job mentions something about his direction. He said, "God knows about my direction." He says this. He said, "God knows the way that I take." In other words, God knows where I'm going and what I'm doing. The way that I take. Job said, "The way that I take." God knows it. He knoweth the way that I take. In verse number 8 and 9, if you go back there and read, Job says, "I go forward, he's not there. I go backward, I can't perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him." Job said, "I don't know all of God's way." Job said, "I don't know God's direction. I don't necessarily know everything God's up to." But in verse number 10, hey, look up in here. When you don't know what God's up to, let me remind you, good neighbor, God knows what you're up to. Job said, "I can't go forward and backward, right or left. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's up to." He said, "But he knoweth the way that I take." Thank God, you might not be able to trace the hand of God, but you could always trust the hand of God. Amen. Hey, look up in here this morning. I want to help you. I want to encourage you this morning. Hey, you might not know everything God's up to. You might not know where he's headed in your life and what he's doing in your life. But thank God you can know that he knows what he's doing. He knows you this morning. He knows all about it. Hey, he knows all about our trials. He knows all about our testing. He knows all about our circumstances. He knows every situation of your life. He knoweth the way that I take. Job said, "He knows the way that I take." Look, that word "way," it means the road or the distance, the path, the journey, the course of life or the direction that I'm headed. Job said, "The Lord knows it." And I will say, when we look at this word that he knoweth the way I take, it brought some things to my mind. When I think about God knows my direction, Job said, "I know something about God's direction and he knows where I'm headed. He knows what I'm doing." Hey, let me say, this shows me something about God. It shows me a few things. Let me say, number one, it shows me something about his character. When I think about the character of God, God knows all. Can I remind you this morning, there is a God that is omnipotent. He's omnipresent and he's omniscient. He knows all. He is everywhere. He's all powerful. But he knows every last thing. The psalmist said in Psalm 139, verse 1 through 3, he said, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways." Matter of fact, he goes on down in Psalm 139, in verse number 8, he said, "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me." You understand, God knows. There's something we see here about his character. He knows all about you. Can I say, God knows all about everybody? You need to understand that when you're going through the trial, don't sit there and think that, you know, poor little old me, I'm the only one. Understand that God has it all in control and he knows everything. Hey, we see something here when Job said he knoweth the way that I take. We see something about God's character. You understand there's people on the other side of the continent that you may never know. You can't speak their language. You'll never eat their food probably. You won't dress like them. But they're going through circumstances much related to yours and much like yours. They're going through trials and circumstances and facing sickness and death and different things just like we are. And the same God that knows all about your way and the way that you're taking, he's in control and he's in divine, he's in divine seat tonight, this morning, and he's in sovereign control and he knows what's going on in Antarctica. He knows what's going on over in Asia. He knows what's going on this morning in Japan. He knows what's going on in the White House, in the Black House, and even down at the poorhouse, and even over at my house, amen. Can I say he knows all? He knows all. We see something about his character. God is an all-knowing God. But let me say this. We see something about his comprehension. Job said, but he knoweth the way that I take. The word know, it also means to know everyone. He not only does he know all things, but he knows everyone. And he knows and he learns. He finds out. He perceives. It is that word know, it means that he can perceive and discern something. He has the understanding. And here we see that God comprehends what you're going through. You understand? You think, well, nobody knows. Nobody knows the trouble I'm in. And we think, poor, nobody understands. And listen, can I say your best friend might not understand? Your wife might not understand. Your husband may not understand. Your preacher may not understand. Can I tell you this morning, there's a God in heaven that knows and he understands what you're going through. You may be facing the deepest, darkest, hottest trial you ever faced. You may be going through the hardest time you've ever faced. Hey, somebody right next to you, they may hear you talk. They may watch you walk, but they may not have no clue what you're going through. But there's a God in heaven that knows. There's a God in heaven that knows what you're facing. He understands. He perceives your pain. He's felt your fire. He knows what you're going through. He perceives. He's got a comprehension this morning. But let me say this. It shows us something about his care. Job said, he knoweth the way that I take. Not only does it show me something about his character and his comprehension, but it shows me about his care. Let me say, he knows, and he don't just know broadly, but God knows individually by experience each person. God knows you. If you're his child this morning, he knows you. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me. Can I say this morning, if you're God's child this morning, you don't need to worry and say, I wonder if God knows. You know, I know he knows about everybody. I know he knows about everything. But does he know me personally? Does he know? Can I say God knows you personally by experience with you? I'm telling you, man, it's good to have a friend in a broad sense. Amen. You get in a group and you like that, and that camaraderie. But can I say it's better when you get one-on-one with somebody and you know that they deeply and truly, sincerely care about you. And can I say to God in heaven, I don't know what you're facing this morning. I don't know what you just came out of. I don't know what you're going into. But I can tell you there's a God in heaven that if you're his child, he knows, and he knows all about it. He knows everything you'll face, and he cares about you and your individual trial, your time of testing. He knows about it, and he cares. And watch this. Show somebody's closeness. He's got to be close enough to know what's going on. He knoweth. Job said he knoweth. He didn't say he's got an idea. He said he knoweth. Y'all with me this morning? I feel like preaching this morning. Hey, he knoweth the way that I take. He knoweth the way that I take. Job said he knoweth. Hey, God, hey, he knew. Hey, he knows my end from my beginning. He knows where I'm headed. He knows the storm. Can I say, hey, when he put his disciples on a boat and told them to go to the other side, he knew they were going to face a storm in the middle of the sea before they ever got on the boat. He knew where they was going. He knew all about it. He knoweth the way that I take. So I want to remind you something about it. God knows about our direction. And watch this. God knows about our distress. Hold on, back up. Let me just say this. We can't seem to find God sometimes in a situation. But I want to remind you, when you're going through the darkest dungeons and the hottest fires that you've ever faced, I want to remind you this morning that when you think you can't find God, I just want to remind you that if you're his, you're in the palm of his hand. And Psalm chapter 1, verse number 6, the Bible said, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Did you get that? The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I'm saying he's got you in the palm of the hand. It's kind of like that old poem. It turned into a song about the writer said he was walking down the beach. He was walking down through the sands of by the side of the sea. And he said him and God was walking together, and there was two sets of footprints. And he said, but there would come a time when he was going through a trial, and there was a time when he was going through hardship, and he couldn't seem like he was going to be able to make it. And he turned around and he said, and God, I couldn't find you. I couldn't see you anywhere. God, I didn't see you nowhere close to me. I didn't see you. And God said, hey, son, he said, that's what you got to understand. It was through the times of the hardship. It was through the times when you were going through your toughest time that you only seen one set of footprints. He said, because that's when I was carrying you. You need to understand that when you can't see God, He's carrying you, amen. You're in the palm of His hand, and the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Understand, He knows your direction. He knows where you're going. He knows what you're going through. He knows where you're headed and what you're doing. But let me say this. Not only does He know your direction, but let me say this morning. He knows your distress. He knows your distress. Watch what Job said. Job said, He knoweth the way that I take, and when He hath tried me. Wait a minute. Wow. Not only does He know where I'm going and what I'm doing, but He knows what I'm going through. Matter of fact, Job said, when He hath tried me. Job said God was the one putting him to the test and trying him. In Proverbs 17 verse 3, the Bible says, the fanning pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. The Lord trieth the heart. Job said, when I'm going through this trial, I've lost everything I had. I know that I'm going through the time that everybody thinks I'm against God and everybody thinks that, hey, I'm sinning against God. But Job's in his heart, he's crying and he said, I'm innocent. I haven't done what y'all say I've done. He said, but God knows all about it. God knows the way that I take. And when He has tried, Job said, God's putting me to the test. God, the word try, when He hath tried me, the word tried means to examine or to scrutinize, to test, to prove, to try. It's used in the Bible. It's used to speak of trying and testing and proving gold. It's used of trying and testing people. It's used of trying and testing a heart. It's used of trying and testing and proving the man of God. It means to investigate, to scrutinize, to put him through the fires, if you will. And watch it now. It's not to remake a man, but it is to reveal a man. A lot of people think, well, we're going to go through the fire and you're going to get made a new person. No, you're going to go through the fire. You're going to go through times of trial. You're going to go through times of hardship and times of trying. And what you are on the inside is not necessarily going to be changed, but it's going to be revealed and shown through the fire. And that's what God's talking about refining. I mean, excuse me. He uses this analogy. He uses this all throughout the scripture in Psalm chapter number 17. In Psalm chapter 17, in verse 3, the Bible says, Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth should not transgress. The psalmist said, hey, God's going to prove me. And when He proves me through testing and trying, He's going to find out what's on the inside of me. I'm not going to transgress. In Zechariah, in chapter number 13, in verse number 9, God said, I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name and I will hear them. I will say it is my people and they shall say the Lord is my God. God said, I'm going to try them as gold is tried. When they take gold and they want to get gold purified, they take gold and they put it through the fire so that all the dross is removed. And that's the picture here. So that the pure gold comes out. So the pure gold, what is revealed, if it's junk, if it's not right, if it's not pure, it's going to be melted. It's going to be burned away. It's going to be done away with. But the real deal is going to show up when it comes through the fire. Job's going through the fire. And Job said, I'm in distress. I'm in a time of hardship. I'm in a time of pain. I'm in a time, hey, that you just don't understand. My friends don't understand. They don't know what's going on. Nobody's around that sees what I'm going through understand. But he said, I know that it's God. And he said, God knows the way that I take. And he said, when he hath tried me. Job understood he was going through some divine testing. Can I say this? The trial that Job went through, Job realized it wasn't an accident. It wasn't happened chance. It wasn't bad luck. There's no such thing as luck, amen? God is a God of providence. And Job realized that what he was going through, the trial he was facing, was God's appointment in the life of Job. And can I say, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're going to go through. But when you start going through times of trial, times of testing, times of hardship, times of pain, times of seeming defeat. It seems like the world's crashing around you. Hey, check up. Yes, check up. See if there's anything wrong. But if you know you're right with God and you're walking with God, can I say this? You need to understand. You need to trust God and understand that it's a divine appointment with the God in heaven. Trials are divinely set appointments by God Himself. And Job knew this. Job said he knows something about my distress. God knows all about it. But I want to say he don't stop there. He says, but he knoweth the way that I take. Amen. He knows my direction. And he said, when he hath tried me, Job said, he knows my distress. He said, because he's got his hands on the wheel. He knows what's going on. Amen. Can I say God had his hands on him? God knew what was going on. God knew a lot about it. What was going on. He knew it all. But Job said, when he hath tried me, I like this, I shall come forth. Let's go. Coming forth. I'm going to say, I ain't no charismatic, but that's about right there where I want to say, slap your neighbor high five and say, I'm coming forth. Amen. Can I say, thank God it didn't come to stay, but it came to pass. Job said, when he hath tried me. Job said, I'm going through some distress. I'm going through some times of testing. God's putting me through the fire, and he's going to reveal what I am. He's putting me through the time of scrutinizing. He's putting me through the time of investigation. He's putting me through the time of revealing. But he said, when he hath tried me, he said, I shall come forth. Amen. Notice this. Not only does God know something about his direction, not only does he know something about his distress, but God knew about his deliverance. Watch with me, his destiny, if you will. Hey, not only did he know, where he was going, not only did he know what he's going through, but he knows what he's going to be. He said, God knows what I'm going to be. He knows when I come forth. He said, I shall be as gold. He said, I shall come forth as gold. See, we question at times when we go into the furnace, when we go into the fires of trials and testings. Sometimes we have questions like why or how come or how long. But let me remind you this morning that when you go into the time of God's testing and you're going through God's fiery furnace, can I say God's always got his hand on the thermostat and he's always got his eyes on the clock. He's in control. He knows exactly what's going on. It's not a time to question God. It's a time to trust God. He knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for me. He knows what's best for his children. He longs, watch this, he longs to make us pure. He longs to make us brighter. He longs to make us more useful. He longs to make you more valuable. He longs to make you more effective for his glory. That's what God's will for you. But Job said, when I am tried, he said, when he had tried me, he said, I shall come forth. That word come forth, it means to go or to come out, to go forth, to go forward, to proceed, to go to or toward something, to come out or to come and to go forth with purpose or for result to be brought forth. Can I say this is what Job said? He said, when I am come forth. Job said, when I come forth, I'm making progress. Amen. Job said, hey, I'm going through the times of trial. I'm going through a time of fire. It seems like I'm not going to be coming out. It seems like the fires are going to burn me out. But because of what he was already, he was perfect, man. He was one that was fearing God. He was one that was eschewing evil. Job said, when he's tried me, he said, my friends may come against me. They may accuse me. They throw all kinds of accusations and all kinds of reasons. He said, but when I go through God's testing fires, he said, I'm going to come forth like gold. He said, I'm coming forth. I'm making progress. I'm not going backwards. I'm not staying in the fire. I'm not going in the fire to stay. I'm not going to be in the trials all the time. I'm not going to be in the hard times all the time. Thank God there's a mountain on both sides of a valley. Amen. Hey, I said for every valley, there's two mountains. Amen. Hey, I'm not going to stay in the valley. I'm not going to stay in the fire. I'm not going to stay in the testing times. I'm not going to stay in the furnace. Job said, I'm coming forth. I'm making progress. But watch this, not only did he say, I'm making progress, but he said, I'm coming forth for a purpose. He said, I'm coming forth. Progress. But he said, I'm coming forth as gold. Purpose. God's got a reason for this test. God's got a reason for this trial. God's got a reason for what I'm going through. That word, wow. Felt like I might have to preach right there for about 2 hours. What I said was, hey, we're making progress when you're going through the fire. And God, you know that God's doing the test and God's doing the trying. Hey, you're in his fire. You're in his furnace. He's purifying you. He's getting rid of the dross. He's getting rid of, hey, those things that are not you and they are not what you're supposed to be. He's removing the, and he's revealing your true character. He said, I'm going to come forth. I'm coming forth, amen. I'm making progress, but he said, I shall come forth as gold. As go, he didn't just, I'm not coming forth as what everybody, all my friends are accusing me of being. Are y'all with me? I'm not coming forth as he didn't even say silver. He's not wood, hay, and stubble. I'm not coming forth as clay. He said, when I am come forth, he said, I shall come forth as gold. Gold. Y'all know what gold is. It's precious metal. This word speaks of brilliance and splendor. The word here for gold, it comes from the word that meant to shimmer and to shine. He's talking, it's a state that's pure of all dross. It's pure of all impurities. Luminous. I mean, bright, shining light. The furnace makes true gold brighter. The furnace makes true gold better. Can I say this? Gold fears no fire. When you go through the times of testing and the times of trying, if you're right with God, all you got to do is say, God, I'm trusting you. Hey, God, I'm trying my best to live for you. I'm walking with you. I'm talking with you. God, if you say, if it's your will for me to go through the fire, if it's your will for me to go through the valley, if it's your will for me to go through the trial, hey, God, I'm in your hands. I'm trusting you. I know, God, that you're the one that's trying me. I know that you're the one that's testing me. And God, I know that when I, hey, am done with the trying, and when you tried me, he said, I shall come forth as gold. Amen. God's going to make something better out of it. A lot of people want to get bitter. God wants to make you better. Amen. Fire exposes the true qualities of gold. Fire does not dispose the true qualities of gold. I'm going to give you a few scriptures. I want you to look with me. I want you to go with me to 1 Peter in the New Testament. In 1 Peter in chapter number 1. Put your finger in 1 Peter and flip back a page or two to James chapter number 1. I'm going to read a few scriptures. I'm almost to James chapter number 1. In James chapter number 1 and verse number 2, James writes, he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You say, I don't like the trying of my faith. Watch what verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. He said, there's going to be some trials of your faith. But he said, it's going to work patience, and you got to go through this and let patience have her perfect work. He said, because when it's done, you're going to come forth, hey, perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hey, the dross is gone. The impurities are gone. You're going to be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hey, it sounds like he's coming forth shimmering. Look at verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Blessed is he, happy is the man that endureth temptation. When he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised them that love him. Look at 1 Peter chapter number 1. In 1 Peter in chapter number 1 and verse number 7, Peter writes, and he says, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Wow. The trial of your faith is going to bring that forth. The trial of your faith is much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Look over at chapter 4, 1 Peter chapter 4, in verse number 13. 1 Peter 4, 13, Peter says, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. What is he saying? He's saying you're going to go through some suffering. You might go through some testing. You might go through some trials. You may go through the fire. You may be tried. But he said you're coming forth. You're not going in the furnace to stay. You're not going in there to burn up. But if you're God's and he's on the inside of you and you're really his, he said you're coming out. You're coming out. You're coming forth, friends. Hey, you're coming forth making progress, and you're coming forth for a purpose to give God glory so that your life can shine, so that your life can be a testimony. You're coming forth out of the fire. You're going to be able to look back and say, you don't know. Oh, somebody's going to say, you just don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm facing. And you're going to say, oh, but neighbor, I do. Oh, but friend, let me tell you what happened to me. Let me tell you how I went through the furnace. Let me tell you how I went through the fire. Let me tell you how God brought me out. Let me tell you how he knocked a chip off here and a chip off there, and he made me what I am. Let me tell you how he made me better. Let me tell you how he made my life shine brighter. Let me tell you how he made me luminous. Let me tell you how he made me shimmer. Shine. Say, but I had to go through that testing. I had to go through that furnace. I had to go. But somebody needs to, in their mind, if it's nothing else, somebody needs to slap their neighbor and say high five. Hey, look up in here. I'm coming forth. I'm coming out of this thing. And I'm coming out better, not bitter. Well, you say, how'd that work out for Job? Well, if you turn over to Job 42, I'll show you and we'll close. Job said, he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I shall come forth as gold. You say, well, Job lost everything he had. How is he going to do that? Let me say this. In verse 11 and 12 there, where Job talks about how he'd not got away from God and how his words were more necessary. He esteemed his words higher and better than any of his necessary food. Job said he was walking with God when he went into the furnace. You understand that I'm not talking. Job was already walking with God when the furnace came along in his life. He said he was walking with him when he went in, and it didn't burn him. It made him brighter. But Job said, I shall come forth as gold. Can I remind you this morning, God never promised that we'd miss every storm on the way home, but God did promise that we'd make it through the storms if we had to. He said, you might not miss all the storms. He never promised we'd miss all the storms, but he promised we would land on the home shores. Amen. We're headed that way. Look what Job said. Job said, I shall come forth. Job said, when he tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Look at Proverbs 42. In Proverbs 42, verse 5. I mean, if y'all look in your Bibles, this is the last chapter of Job. This right here, as Paul Harvey would say, is the rest of the story. His friends are pointing fingers. His friends are making accusations foolishly. Job answered in verse 1, and the Lord said, the Lord and said, I know, this Job answering now, at the end now, he said, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Job's getting a glimpse of what happened. He's getting a glimpse now. Watch what he says. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job hath. So here's what God's saying. God's telling Eliphaz that, hey, you and your buddy Bildad and Zophar, y'all was wrong, Job was right. God said, watch this. He said, therefore, this is what you need to do, y'all boys need to do. He said, therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams and go to my servant Job. Now, Job's the one they was accused of being in sin. Job's the one that they were saying, the only reason you're going through this trial is because you're not right with God, big boy. And now God's telling them to get some rams and some bullocks and go to Job. And he said, offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you. And for he said, for him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. I'm telling you, what's going on right here? Job is coming out the fire. Hey, he's been accused. He's been downgraded. He's been had people making accusations and falsely things at him foolishly. And Job went through the fire. He knew that it was God that was trying, but Job had faith in God. And he said, when God's done trying me, he said, I'm coming forth. He said, I shall come forth as gold. Right here is what's going on in chapter 42. Job is coming out the fire. Job is starting to shimmer. Hey, the dross is falling off. The shiny's coming out. He's coming out like gold. I'm telling you, he don't just come forth making progress, but he's coming forward for a purpose. Watch verse number 9. So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamanite went and did according as the Lord commanded them. And the Lord also accepted Job. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. I'm telling you, he's coming forth, shimmering. He's coming forth. Hey, he's a whole lot better than he was. You say, well, look at what he lost. Oh, baby, he went through the trials. He went through the fires. There's no doubt about it. He lost some things, but the Bible said he got back twice what he had before. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then, verse 11, then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money and every one an earring of gold. Man, they're crying for him. They're giving him money and gold. Job's coming out the fire, shining, babies. Look at verse 12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. And he had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. Say, well, he didn't give him twice the sons and daughters. He just gave him the same amount. He had 10 of them already in heaven, baby. Wow. We could go on reading, but what I'm saying is, I'm telling you, you might go through some trials. You may go through some times of testing. Sometimes God has to purge us to purify us. But I'm telling you, when God is purging you, he's got a purpose. When God puts you in the fire, he's not doing it carelessly. He's doing it because he does care. He's got his hand on the thermostat. He's got control of the temperature. He's got control of what you're going through. He's got his eyes on the clock. He knows when you'll have too much. He knows when you can't handle it no more. And let me say, that's when he's going to step right in and, hey, he'll carry you in the palm of his hand. Hey, he prospered Job and God was glorified. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're going to go through. I don't know what you're facing tomorrow. I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know what you're facing next week. I don't know what you're facing next year. But I'm promising you, if you're a child of God and God so chooses to take you through the time of testing and he puts you through the furnace of fire, I'm telling you, you can have the faith. Hey, the faith just like Job did in the same God in heaven that's sovereign above all. Hey, and you can look up and say, hey, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. When he hath tried me, when he tests me, when he puts me through the hard things, hey, he said, I shall come forth as gold. I'm saying this morning, you might be going through, hey, hell on earth. You might be fighting hell by the acre. I don't know what you're going through. You might be facing friends, foes, families, and foes. Hey, everything seems like it's coming down. But I can promise you one thing, there's a God in heaven knows all about it. He knows what you're facing. He knows what you're going through. And you can say like Job, I shall come forth. I don't know who needs this message this morning, but somebody needs to come down here to this altar this morning. Thank God. God, the trials ain't over. I'm still going through the testing. I'm still going through the hardship. I'm still going through the times that I don't understand, but God, I know you're in control. And God, I'm coming forth with faith and trust in you, God. I trust that right now I'm going through a time and you're trying me. You're making me. Some of you know. Some of you have been there. Some of you have already been through some fires. Some of you have already been through some testing and some trials. And you know that, hey, God's made you better through it all. You know that he received glory. You know that you got a testimony because you went through a test. Somebody, I'm telling you, somebody needs to be on this altar this morning talking to God about it. Maybe you're going through something right now. Maybe you're going through a trial. Maybe you're going through a hardship. Maybe you're going through a circumstance in your life. Your best friends, your husband, your wife, your pastor, nobody understands. I promise you, there's a God in heaven. He knows all about it. And Job said, he knoweth. He said, he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Are you coming forth as gold? Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I love you this morning. I thank you, God, for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I pray, God, you'd take this message. I pray, God, you'd work it in the hearts of your people. I pray, God, you'd be pleased. Lord, I pray you'd be glorified. I pray you'd be honored. I pray, God, you'd use this message to encourage Christians. God, if there's somebody here that don't know the Lord Jesus, they don't know him personally, they're not his individually, God, I pray, Lord, you'd show them that they need you this morning. I pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord, you'd speak to hearts and lives. God, save those that need to be saved, but encourage those Christians that's going through it. Lord, encourage them and help them, I pray. Oh, God, we need your touch this morning. Have your will and way in this altar call. an invitation. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen.